And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, midnight, Central European time. It's great to have you with us. If you're joining us live here on DLive or VK, Twitter, maybe on redice.tv, or if you're joining us later on in the archives on redicemembers.com, BitChute, Library, a number of other places where we upload our content as well. Hopefully BitChute is kind of tugging along on the live streaming as well, because that will be a great asset to have at our disposal. So do support BitChute if you can. They're offering a very good service. We almost have about 30,000 subs over there. So thank you to everyone subbing over there, watching there. We got a tweet from Ray, the BitChute main Twitter account. Was it a couple of days ago, three, 4 days ago? I think we passed, he said we passed 1 million views on BitChute. So not too shabby. You know, it's pretty good. We're picking it up. You know, censorship is not always going to work. It's not going to work long term. And we can always claim underdog, you know. So when the YouTubes of the world shoots themselves in the foot and bites off their own head and basically dunk themselves in a pool of poo and ruin what they once built, then there will be options, right? There will be great stuff where political discourse can be had, perspectives could be heard, which people want to hear, important things being debated, legitimate concerns, things that we talk about on this show, which of course our enemies simply classify as hate speech to legitimize shutting us down. Well, we don't hate anybody. We do this for the love of us and our own, and we look out for people primarily of European descent, but we're interested in so many different topics, you know, talking about what's happening around the world, geopolitics, conspiracy, things that the elites and the globalists are up to. We cover a lot of different issues as well, but obviously one of the most central and pressing issues right now is the ongoing demographic replacement and the massive waves of migration that have started into Europe, America, and other Western countries as well to essentially replace us. And they deny that agenda, but that's a fact. That is an outcome of the policies that they're implementing. Of course, against our will, against us, it's being done by force, it's being done with coercion, marketing companies and all this kind of stuff. You know the deal, right? But we have a lot of newcomers joining us as well, so it's good to repeat some of this stuff. Anyway, guys, welcome to the No-Go Zone. This is episode 4 only that we do here today. We usually do this on Wednesdays. I think I said yesterday, try to do it at 5 p.m., but today was a little bit more prep necessary than needed. So, or I ran a little late, rather, and the prep took a little bit longer for that reason. So we started at 6 p.m. here, Eastern or midnight. So I hope you don't mind that. We do have a lot of good stuff, actually, to dive into today, guys, and talk about some important stuff. I just know that one of the things we covered yesterday was Alex Jones. So some say DUI, right? Driving under influence. The terminology used here was DWI, driving while intoxicated, I think it is. And it's, as far as I know, it's practically the same thing. Not sure, but supposedly, right? Alex was had. There was some different tests. We can listen to him here in a moment. It's actually Mind's video service here where I saw this just in passing. Short clip where it kind of explains what actually happened, right? Because it was trending on Twitter yesterday when I did the show on the coronavirus and stuff like that. Let's listen to Alex and see what he has to say.
Well, the planets have aligned. Hell has frozen over. All the mainstream media has been lying, saying that I was convicted or indicted or whatever for DWI. CNN says Alex Jones accused of DWI, and when I was tested, my blood alcohol was below the legal limit, meaning in almost every state, I didn't get a DWI. But Texas changed the law where if you don't do all the sobriety tests perfectly, which is almost impossible unless you're a ballerina, well then...
Wait, okay, so sobriety... Now, I've never done one of those, obviously, like... in Sweden, they stick a, what's it called, breathalyzer in your face immediately, right? They can have random stops. Somewhat more rare, I think, in America, but there's these other tests, you know, walk in the line and point on your nose and stuff. So I guess did he fail some of those? Is that the deal? Let's listen to that again.
I didn't get a DWI, but Texas changed the law where if you don't do all the sobriety tests perfectly, which is almost impossible unless you're a ballerina, well, then you are a bad person. It'll be thrown out. But at least CNN got it right in this one headline. A bunch of their other headlines were wrong, that I was not found guilty. In this, I've been accused. That's what that means. And the breathalyzer says, I'm innocent. Why is it a top news story? Why is it as big a news as coronavirus? because they fear the information we cover. They fear you. They fear we the people. Infowars.com/show and ban.video.
All right. Okay. So thank you, Alex, for setting the record straight on that then. I saw it in passing yesterday, so I guess he was stopped or something. Did a test on him and he failed one of those, and now he's accused of it or something. But I thought it was funny. I thought we could show it, guys, right at the end here. Okay. Let's see here. Look at this, guys. Can you believe this? Harvey Weinstein sentenced to 23 years in prison. Now, this is the New York trial here, New York trial. There's another one that's going to be had in L.A., I guess, California. He faces another criminal trial there, so we'll see what happens there. But 23, how old is he now? I actually don't know how, 60? Something like that, right? So he might be, either dead or a very, very old man by the time he gets out. Let's just check this clip here, guys.
As I have indicated previously, I represent Lauren, who was one of the Molyneux witnesses in this case. And she is one of the two victims for whom charges have been filed in Los Angeles. So she will be testifying there as well, and I'll be representing her there as well. So I want to say that Rosie Perez, who was sitting next to me in court and who was being extremely supportive of her dear friend Annabella and who gave very, very compelling and strong and courageous testimony.
Oh, well.
Asked me to say that she feels that this is for all sexual assault victims.
Okay.
And she feels their voices are now being heard. And it was very emotional for Rosie in court as well. So I would like to say that I do think it's, in my opinion, a fair and appropriate sentence. He was afforded due process. He had five defense attorneys sitting in court almost every day. Most defendants cannot afford even one private defense attorney. So he got all the due process that anyone could get and more, because his attorneys demanded it, and I believe that they got it.
What do you think about what he said about men being confused?
Men being confused. Well, maybe he's confused. I don't know if he's speaking for all men. I don't know that he would have a vote from all men to be their messenger, but I will say this. If you are a sexual predator and you are confused, all you have to do is remember this. 20+3 years. And part of the consideration in handing down a sentence by a court to a person convicted of felonies is to consider the deterrent effect. So for all those who are still preying on women, who want to engage in the high risk taking of harming women and thinking you'll get away with it, that gamble is likely not to pay off for you anymore.
All right, there you have it. So interesting, huh? I do find it very interesting. As someone said, you know, casting, so this Red Ice fan in the DLive chat said, the casting couch is disgusting, but not, what was it, what would you say, but not illegal, I guess, or something, right? I mean, it has to be, oh, okay, the casting couch is rape, ? Is that it's disgusting, but not rape. Well, you know, that's the argument I would make about this case, right? Obviously, the guy's a perv, he did a lot of weird, nasty shit, he had some vagina business going on down there, according to some of the testimonies that came out, some very strange and confused things. He had to inject things in whatever part he did have that he had sex with these women with. All kinds of weird stuff, right? But there was obviously a benefit to them, and they continued to do this stuff because they thought they would seek something in return. And remember, Weinstein, he had the Black Cube, one of the Israeli intelligence. It's basically a private arm of the Mossad, right, that he actually hired to try to get him out, and they didn't succeed. Unless, as someone said, maybe they're planning on Epsteining him, which in this case might mean getting him out, right? To get him out on the back end, or replace him or something, or just say he's in there. Who knows, right? But I'm a little bit surprised. I'm a little bit surprised that he got squeezed in this way. Obviously deserves it, but again, it wasn't until it became fashionable by these women to start speaking out when the Me Too movement picked up and all that stuff. And they'll use all these excuses. Well, we were so afraid before. And we're talking about women that went back and went back and went back to this guy. And they had to argue, like, from a psychological perspective that he, you know, he dominated them and he had them in this kind of, like, mental hold or whatever. And, you know, kind of like a Stockholm Syndrome-esque type psychological, you know, game kind of going on. But I'm surprised that they squeezed him. But there you go, you know, 23 years. And then he's going to do another criminal trial in California. We just have to see what comes out of that as well. I don't know if fascinating is the right term for it. But, you know, again, this was business as usual in Hollywood for many, many years. This is what they did. This is how they preyed on young girls. And I'm glad that something is being done about it, or that someone is getting squeezed. But, I mean, trust me, that this is still going on. There's still people doing this. There's still, look at all the boys that were abused in Hollywood. I mean, Corey Feldman had been talking about this for years. His friend at the time, he was in a lot of 80s movies, Corey Haim. He ended up going on drugs. He killed himself, right? Eventually, OD, I think, essentially killing himself because he was abused by some pervert, bigwig, or small hat Hollywood producer, essentially. And where are their trials and stuff, right? I mean, Corey Feldman had said for years he's going to speak out, he's going to expose this, he's said his names and stuff like that. And it's never really gotten to that point yet. We want some names. You know, squeeze these pedophiles in Hollywood for sure. Squeeze out Pettywood, you know, definitely. And just a couple of thanks here, guys. Thank you to Junas Luka for hosting us as well. I saw that earlier swishing by here. I appreciate that. CRL sent a diamond on DLive and says, regarding the DWI or the DUI issue with Alex Jones, he says, it was changed to DUI because it covers all drugs. Oh, okay, I see. Interesting. So, yeah, you can be impaired in many different ways, obviously, and, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, all kinds of things you shouldn't be driving and taking that stuff at the same time. Mr. Wright, I see, is sending 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 diamonds. Thank you so much, Mr. Wright. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support and everyone else as well, of course, over on DLive or DonorBox or wherever you send a little super chat here today. I do appreciate that. Salosifer sends 1, 2 diamonds as well. No message. Thank you. And another one from Mr. Wright. So thank you so much, guys. I do appreciate that. Now, a couple of things just quickly. I mean, yesterday it was kind of an impromptu live stream I did on the coronavirus. Definitely check it out if you didn't see it yet. I just covered it yesterday. So check that out. It's a good kind of rundown on the confirmed cases and just the incompetence of the World Health Organization and stuff like that. And I just quickly wanted to show a little bit of an update. Yesterday when we reported, we were almost at 120,000 confirmed cases. That's ticked up now, almost 125,000 cases, getting closer to 5,000 deaths as well. Not a big surprise. Obviously, this is the direction things will go. Take a look at this. It was funny. Strucker, Baron Strucker on Twitter. I always post some funny stuff. Here's some a little bit of a different preparation and precaution here. Regarding the coronavirus. Check this out here.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick, and don't nobody want to take their virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
Spray your kids.
I wiped my shoes and backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure did. Gave them gloves. Sure did.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more extreme measures.
2 garbage bags. My shoes and came loose. 2 sacks.
That's right.
No sack.
Leaders with the Shelby County Health Department say this is not necessary because it's a very low-risk situation for students. Still, family members tell me they don't want their kids in school.
It's messed up. The flu killed the more folks than that is, so what's up? We're going to die anyway.
That's right. All right. Yeah. So that, you know, there's different levels of preparing and different things. How this is affecting people, of course. But, you know, precaution is precaution. You got to do what you got to do to protect yourself. Actually, I saw that the Council on Foreign Relations canceled their coronavirus themed conference in New York City because of the coronavirus, believe it or not. Council on Foreign Relations, of course, is a good old trusted name in conspiracy. If you haven't heard about these guys, definitely look them up. They have their fingers in a lot of different pies around on the global scene. RT reported on this here. They say the Council on Foreign Relations has nixed a conference on, quote, doing business under coronavirus, apparently not wanting to risk actual doing its business under the coronavirus epidemic, laying siege to New York City. The notorious think tank canceled the talk scheduled for Friday, as the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19, which is the politically correct renamed name for the virus, coronavirus, crept up to 36 in New York on Tuesday. Details of the event were elusive. It's not listed on the organization's website, and it's not clear who was supposed to attend. However, after an unknown number of attendees at both the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, and the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, APAC, that's right, there were people infected with the coronavirus at APAC, and it kept spreading there as well. After that, or those two conferences was exposed, or people attending those conferences were exposed to conferences, you know what I'm talking about, these groups meddling in the business of everyone. So there were people there that were exposed to the coronavirus during both of those gatherings last week in Washington, D.C., and the Council on Foreign Relations likely opted to err on the side of caution rather than risk infecting its elite invitees. That's right. It has canceled the rest of its roundtable conferences through April 3rd as well. A lot of schools are shutting down. A lot of things are happening actually on that front as well. I saw on Zero Hedge, just a quick update. I don't know if I can spend the whole show on the coronavirus here, but just a couple of quick updates. A lot of events have been canceled because of this too. It's kind of interesting. Business, of course, as usual, is not proceeding in the wake of this. Here's a list of cancellations or postponements. Events across the world are being canceled and or postponed because of the liability via organizers to have mass COVID-19 outbreaks that would be devastating for their image. It's also due to government banning public gatherings to arrest the spread of the virus. This could mean most large events with thousands of attendees are likely to be canceled for the first half of the year. So far, the fast-spreading virus has killed, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We just went through that, 120,000 people across the world infected, confirmed cases. It is much higher than that, and approaching 5,000 people killed. So there's concerts, Mariah Carey, Khalid, BTS, don't know what it is. Stormzy, some British, I think it's an anti-white rapper, if I'm remembering that correctly. Green Day, Avril Lavigne, Laverne, or whatever you call her. Louise Tomlinson, Madonna, Pearl Jam, Miley Cyrus, Zac Brown. I think the world is a better place because of all this nonsense, isn't it? Conferences. 2020 South by Southwest. It was canceled. Tech companies, including Apple, Facebook, and Twitter, withdrew their participation on virus fears. Tucson Festival of Books. Google canceled its I.O. developer event near Palo Alto. New York International Auto Show, Mobile World Congress, Game Development Conferences, Google News Initiative Global Summit. Well, that's a huge loss, folks. Let's be honest about this. How are Cenk and the Young Turks going to get their money now, right? Remember, they're a part of the Google News Initiative. They're receiving six figures to start the Young Turks Academy with the aid of YouTube, essentially, being promoted. So that's a real shame that's canceled. Also, Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Las Vegas. Look at that, in Las Vegas, that's taking place. Interesting. That was postponed. Shopify canceled its annual developer conference. Seattle's Emerald City Comic-Con, TED 2020. Oy vey. World Anti-Doping Agency Symposium was canceled as well. Festivals, Coachella Valley Music, Ultra Music Festival, St. Patrick's Day parades in March were canceled across Ireland. Jeez, culture is officially canceled, ladies and gentlemen. It's not happening anymore. I just see someone posting Isaac Martin on the VK chat. Here's the link to Corey's documentary, speaking to earlier about Corey Feldman. Yes, he's finally completed it. Interesting. I definitely have to check that out. Let me open that up in a new tab and check. We can click in on that a little bit later here. I haven't seen any of that yet. Thank you for the link, Isaac. Appreciate that. Okay, so what else do we have? Tomorrowland Music Festival. Some of these I've never heard of, but whatever. A lot of sporting events, right? Don't have to go through all this. You see the long list of things here canceled. Political events. Senator Bernie Sanders and former vice president have both canceled political rallies for virus fears on March 10th. I wonder how long. I've heard some schools and things like that have stopped or postponed their activities essentially until April, early in April. I guess that might be enough time. Where are we? March 11th, so 2 weeks forward or so, 2-3 weeks, we will definitely know how bad things are, specifically in the U.S., but also in Europe. The virus should have kind of taken root in a completely different way at that point. But that's when I think real panic is going to set in. So I wanted to ask you guys, too, by the way, in the chat, like, what are you guys doing to prepare? Like, give me, like, one or two items, like necessities. What do you find is the most vital to you? If you just keep it like one or two things, one or two words, what is the most important thing? What should people hoard or get out and buy? What do you recommend? Of course, it all depends on in which direction things go. It depends on what's running out in the shelves quick and stuff like that. Yeah, toilet paper. I've heard a lot of things like that. Funny, someone says, grow up your gardener, says chicken broth. I actually bought some of that today. Broth is actually really good. You know, you can stretch that a bit. Coffee, Thunderlau says. Non-perishable food and water, really bad goy says. TP. Water and rice, water, gardening, water, food, guns, bullets, canned food, I guess. Someone says, stop eating gluten. Yeah, definitely, I agree. Water, vodka, yeah, absolutely. Alcohol, you can actually get a long way bartering with that. Alcohol is actually a really good idea. Once, you know, people get the shakes and stuff, you can actually trade. A lot of things, barter, actually, with alcohol. That's a good tip. 808 Bear says on DLive. Ammo, I get whiskey and cigarettes. Fever reducers. Interesting. Now, I'm not too up to speed on all the latest pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. I wonder what that actually is or what that actually does and if it helps beyond just aspirin or something. One, plastic shopping bags on my head. Two, hair weaves. Top ramen. That's right. Noodles. Got to get those noodles. Water. Someone said. Shekel Manosberg says water, dry food, canned food, toilet paper. More tips. Red beans, onions, rice and butter, beer and toilet paper. Ammo, beans and rice. Festival. Yeah, festival canceled. Any canned foods, lighters. Yeah, that's a good idea. Lighter fluid or like things to, you know, I'm not saying that the power will go out, but you can cook food outside. You can have you can make fire if you need it. I mean, just matches, lighter fluids, lighters, all that stuff is good to have. 101 stuff if you need to like rough it, you know. Soup, canned fish. Someone says rice, canned food, whiskey, ammo, oxygen. Someone says, yeah, exactly. Because I saw read yesterday that there's cases where they have cut open. Coronavirus deceased patients. They've cut them open, they've done an autopsy on the body and the lungs specifically, and apparently there's cases where they're started from the bottom and up, a gray, mucousy, super sticky, like film or layer, like a glue essentially, that has completely shut off the oxygen intake to the lungs. Which is very strange. I don't know if everybody who's died suffers from this, but that was one autopsy report that it was almost this like very, it's like a thing they haven't seen before that started to build up inside of the lungs. I mean, that's creepy stuff. And that's why, of course, they have to put so many of these people on oxygen because it actually it gets so hard and difficult to breathe, especially if you're older or have prior conditions or something like that. So oxygen is an interesting take. Dontavitsu, or however I pronounce your name on DLive. Thank you for that. Water, honey, someone says. Chef Boyardee. Got some of those cans. It's true. Vodka, Isaac Martin says on VK. Allegro Spirito says, I bought $50 worth of dry lentils and beans, and I have about 20 pounds of rice as well as canned fish and veggies. Alcohol is a useful disinfectant too. Yeah, that's right, on DLive. People say cheap survival options, stay home and wait for the week to die, then go raiding coffee, 20 coffee plus 20 tins. Yeah, coffee you can barter with too. That's a great great tip. Tons of Chef Boyardee. What else do we have? Matches. Forget the silly toilet paper. You have Yunus Luka says on DLive coffee, can and dry food and materials for baking, flour, yeast, butter, etc. Interesting. Grill, smoker, grenades, if in Sweden. that's right. Good tip. Javelin peroxide. I guess you mean like hydrogen peroxide. That's a good tip too. You can clean a lot with that disinfectant. Your wits. Bear Hammerfang says on DLive. Nuts are good for fat and protein. Yeah, nuts is actually pretty good. I do agree with that. It lasts a long time too. Let me see here. Diarrhea meds. Stock on rat poison. Water filter. Neighbors. Wood. Condoms. Apparently vitamins are useful. C and D. Yes, that's a good point. Ann Sampson says on Periscope. So I did today. I stocked up on, and it's not the, you know, you can get like 5,000 UI, you know, in vitamin C forms, like per tablet or pill. I got something like 2,000 because I had to buy it on a store. I didn't have time to wait and order something online. But vitamin C is always a good option when you're sick and down and out. But there is studies that suggest that vitamin D helps to fight especially against respiratory infections. There's some peer-reviewed stuff on that out there. That's a great tip. High doses of vitamin D, you can get that from like fish oil, nuts, and other kind of fatty foods as well. If you can't actually buy the vitamin D, so those are some recommended things as well. Vitamin D is going to be very useful, I think. So that's a recommendation. Okay, what do people say here else? I'm going to move on here in a bit, guys. But it's just interesting seeing what you're saying about this. Salt and pepper, salt, sugar. Chloroquine? I don't even know what that is. Bacon. Cheetos. Yeah, gotta have the Cheetos, Mr. Danger. Absolutely. Gotta have Cheetos. I think I'm behind here in the chat quite a bit. Gasoline. Yeah, I agree. GC says on DLive, gasoline. I agree. Get some extra, you know, tins or cans of gas. Fill up on that. If you have a second freezer, fill it up. 6 weeks of food, Mr. Danger says. Allegro Spirito says, stay alkaline. Lemon and baking soda, apple cider vinegar, plenty of garlic and ginger. Now, that's, of course, a great way to be, to prevent actually getting the disease or getting it hit as hard from it. I totally agree with that philosophy. Staying alkaline will definitely help you. You know, it's acidity, your state of your body, acidity will actually much easier for a virus or bacteria to kind of grab hold, infection and so forth. Hot pockets and tendies, Goldberger says on DLive. A generator. Boogaloo 2020 says Red Ice TV membership. Absolutely, exactly. If you're going to entertain yourself during that, if people go, go down and out, and you miss, you know, all your great streamers are down with the pneumonia and or die of the corona chan virus, right? You got to watch some Arcade Red Ice stuff. Absolutely, I totally agree. Thank you, Boogaloo. Instant coffee. Yeah, there's a lot of good tips in the chat. Thank you, guys. Maple syrup, bleach, someone says. I think I said that yesterday, too. Healthcare bleach. I think it's called healthcare bleach. Something like a medical bleach or something. UV lamps. Yeah, bunches. Batteries, someone says, too. Yeah, beware of lice. All right, guys. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's some good tips for you right there. All right, guys, we're going to dive into kind of, I guess, which is going to be the main topic today of today's No-Go Zone, which is the issue that's occurring between the Turkish and Greek border. Actually, let me clear off a couple of super chats here before we move on as well. I'm scrolling back here a little bit to make sure I got everything. I think Mr. Wright has donated a lot more diamonds, I think, unless I read those earlier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think, unless those are the ones from previous. Thank you anyway, Mr. Wright. Silosopher donated 2. And Mr. Wright, another one I say, Purus, 777, does 2 in a row, thank you. Last PaleoCon, does 2 diamonds in a row, thank you so much. Then we have Black Philip, he says, this virus is nationalistic, it must be stopped. Well, thank you, I appreciate that. PipRN says, donates a diamond and says, have you heard of the UK Groiper movement? I have not, but I would assume it's an extension to the US-based one, maybe. He says, please interview Unwash. He's leading UK Groipers. I saw a live stream by him on DLive like a couple of days ago, which was pretty good. I've heard of him. I think I think there is a couple of people that have had him on before. He seems very interesting. I think Woz have spoken to him as well. Definitely would like to have him on. So thank you for the tip, PipRN. I appreciate that. All right, so let's go over to what's happening right now on the Turkish-Greek border. Of course, there's been a lot of provocations by Turkey. Erdogan, of course, is using, as you know, migration and the migrants there as a weapon. They're in a kind of a no, well, almost said no-go zone, but a no man's land in between right now. And here's a couple of headlines. Turkish regime uses armored military vehicles to destroy border fence so migrant invaders can cross into Greece. Greek authorities have released shocking night vision video footage that depicts a Turkish tactical armored combat vehicle ripping down the border fencing. I mean, these are this is war, declaration of war, right? This is think about this. Talking about another NATO member, a country which is... don't ask me how, but they're like considered for EU membership. This is just how insane the EU is, right? And they're doing this to another NATO member. And it's not at all the level of outrage that there should be regarding this and the pushback against Turkey and their behavior here. It's absolutely amazing. So the combat vehicle is ripping down the border fencing along the Greek-Turkish border to aid migrant invaders, most of whom are fighting-aged men, to cross over illegally into Greece. The brazen move by the Turkish regime comes as tens of thousands of migrants have amassed at the Turkish-Greek border after Turkey's Islamist regime led by Recep Erdogan made good on his long-standing promise to, quote, open the gates and flood Europe with migrants, the Sun reports. Here's some of the footage. Check it out. It's got to be on. So this is on the Greek side, right here. Amazing. I'm gonna go back and check that again. So the vehicle is pulling back, right? It's pulling back the actual fencing. Wow. Unbelievable. And then the migrants just standing and waiting, right? They're just standing there waiting for, waiting to make sure that they can run in, right? Absolutely amazing. The video is taken at night, an observation from an observation point on the Greek side of the land border. So, of course, we've seen tear gas being provided by Turkey, thrown at Greek border patrol and stuff like that. This is a pretty interesting video. I thought we could take a look at it. It's some parts are in German, so you guys who speak German are in luck. I do very little. I do speak some, but very little. But it's obviously very understandable. Most of the conversations with the migrants, it's taking place in English anyway. So fighting-age male migrants at Greek borders say they want to go to Germany, where there is free money. Big surprise, right? These are people fleeing war. It's war in Syria, and that's why all these Afghanis and North Africans and sub-Saharan Africans need to flee in to Europe, because, you know, that war in Syria is pretty extensive around the globe at this point. Here we go. Check this out.
I need go in Germany.
I want to go in Germany.
Go Germany, passport, ID, go Germany, no problem.
Yeah, what soll ich dazu noch sagen?
So this is a German guy who has taken it upon himself to go down to the border and interview some of the migrants. I don't know which side he's on. I think he must be on the Turkish side then. That's a good clip, good initiative. We need more of this kind of reporting. This is, okay, some UN tents and stuff like that too.
Where do you come from?
From Somalia.
Okay, where do you want to go?
I want to go in Germany.
Germany?
Yeah.
Germany is my country.
Germany is a big country. I know there is a lot of immigrants in Germany, but Germany is a big country.
Ja, meine Lieben, es ist gerade eine völlig absurde Situation. Die Migranten glauben nun, wir wären auf ihrer Seite und klagen über ihre Probleme, dass es keine Toiletten gäbe angeblich kein Wasser, dass hier überall Müll rumliegt, dass sie diejenigen sind, die den Müll verursacht haben. Gut.
Sorry, I don't know exactly what he said there, but he's talking about the situation, something with water and problems.
No water, no electric,
no money.
No money.
Bekommen kein Geld geschenkt, eine Schande.
Let's take that again. Listen to that.
Money.
food, no.
Sind, die den Müll verursacht haben, gut.
No food, no good.
No, no money.
No water, no electric.
No money.
No money. Wallah,
bekommen
no
kein money. Geld geschenkt, eine Schande, ja.
No food, no water, drink. No water wish.
No money.
No money.
Food. So, is it, I mean, would you guys go anywhere without provisions and stuff, like being prepared, right? It's kind of, anyway, let's just put that behind us once and for all. Many of these, most of these people, like 90%, they're not actually fleeing actual war, you know, situations. They are piggybacking on this issue, using that as an excuse to go to a country where there's free stuff and there is money and plenty of welfare to be had, right? And the very few times you see they've taken kids or something with them, completely irresponsible to cross borders, go illegally into other countries without provisions, without making sure, and making yourself dependent on whoever you show up at and say, give us stuff. Food no good. You know, we've seen this all the time.
Amazing. No money. Food no good, water no good, caravan no good, toilet no good. Go toilet. Virus Corona, Avial. Big Virus Corona.
Ja, ich weiß auch nicht. Dann haben sie uns Videos gezeigt für die Polizei, die mit Tränengas beschießt. Aber ich denke, da wird schon einen Grund für gegeben haben. Where do you come from?
I'm come from Syria.
And where do you want to go?
I want to go to Holland, if I can.
Yes. And why?
Because the war in my country.
Ja, meine Lieben, aus Syrien, yep. Das erzählen sie uns ja immer alle. Wir wissen,
not to Saudi Arabia, not to another, you know, related Arab country, nothing that, you know, it's actually culturally and religiously compatible. No. Let's go to Europe, in one of those North or Western European countries where there's plenty of resources to be had.
15 kamen, von denen haben 60% ihre Pässe weggeschmissen. Warum?
No passport ID.
Where's your passport?
No passport, passport.
Yeah. Why?
And
because
go and
the sea.
La. Passport in the bahar, in the sea, in the sea.
In the sea. Oh yeah, I dropped it in the sea. So that's why, right? If you actually brought the documents with you, they could see who you are. It's actually more beneficial to a lot of these guys to rip it up or throw it away, not bring it, even if they had one. And just claim that they're from Syria, right? Remember Sweden gave automatic citizenship to all Syrians? That's when you had like a wave of people coming in, and obviously tons of other countries as opposed to Syria. They go into the country, they enter in as one person, they go on welfare, they get money, they get help, all this stuff. They enter in a second time under a different name and continue to extract benefits. Those cases have actually been exposed. It's unbelievable.
In the sea. In the sea. Hmm. Passport Palestine.
Okay, wer es glaubt, ja, weil sie eben nicht aus Syrien kamen, nur so getan haben. Sie wissen halt, dass, wenn sie Syrien sagen, ist die Chance größer, dass sie Asyl bekommen. Er hat ja auch gesagt, er ist aus Syrien geflüchtet, weil es in Syrien Krieg gibt. Ja, an gewissen Stellen schon. 95% des Landes ist aber befriedet. Also es gibt im Grunde keinen Anlass für ihn, hier zu sein.
Sorry, guys, I don't follow all the German there. I think he's just talking about what the excuses they're using, that they're fleeing from, you know, they need to flee Syria and it's war and stuff like that, right?
What do you want to do in Belgium?
Work in Belgium. Here, the life no good.
What kind of work?
He wants to go to the West so he can be suppressed by racist white supremacists, right? But in this case, I want to go work. Let's go work in it. Why can't you work in your own country? I mean, it's like, you know, I remember a couple of, probably over a year ago, there was a couple of cases where there was South Africans, South Americans, yeah, if only, right? If only they let in South Africans, which they don't. White South Africans of European descent, forget about it. Anyway, South Americans, where there was cases where, like, someone had, they had been sexually abused or something like that, and they used that as an excuse to flee into America. When there's cases of, like, someone being sexually abused in, like, let's say Norway or something like that, there was an uncle or a father or something that sexually abused someone, you don't have to leave the country. That never happens. You don't leave the you leave the neighborhood, or you go to an uncle or an aunt or something, or you go to a friend, or you go to someone else where it's safe. maybe to another town, maybe to another region in your country. But this idea that you have to pick up and leave your entire country behind just because there's an issue. It's just amazing to me that they can continue to use these excuses, these economic migrants. Amazing. Hey, CRL says, by the way, on the Lino, so Lemon chat on DLove, it says, all men leaving women and children to starve. Well, exactly. That's the thing, right? I mean, it's like, these are men that are leaving their women and children behind, supposedly in a war zone. These are, of course, things that have been repeated for years now, ever since the migrant crisis kind of picked up in 2014, 2015. But they all stand true to this day. Like, where are all the women? Where are all the children? Do they even have them, right? Do they have any kids? Do they have any wives or anything like that? I don't even know. It's all men who are leaving. Supposedly, they're the most vulnerable people left in the war zone. But not even that is true, as we'll take a look in a clip here in a moment. But they're still using that as the excuse.
Here is very clean.
Yes.
Very, very clean here. You know, all the people like here. You see the inside?
No. Tomorrow.
You can come in, see the inside. Very good and very clean. And all the people is very happy here.
Oh, not happy here.
Yes.
Nope. Don't say. Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that. We're not happy because we want more stuff. That's amazing. What a giveaway. What a giveaway. Real poker face on this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have water. Exactly. Right. They have to use that. No. There's no. Shut up. There's no water. There's no food. It's horrible. No cell service. The Wi-Fi is horrible down here. We got to be. Let us in, right?
We have to go. Wir müssen, die Polizei schickt uns jetzt weg, wir kommen aber morgen wieder.
Es war ein ganz schöner Ritt eben im Flüchtlingsheim, da muss man schon unheimlich fokussiert bleiben, um nicht weich zu werden, wenn auf einmal ein vierjähriger Junge vor einem steht, der nur noch vier Finger hat, der eine Finger angeblich von einer Bombe in Syrien weggefetzt wurde. Aber ihr habt es ja selber gesehen, im Großen und Ganzen hauptsächlich junge...
I'm leaving this thing, guys, for you guys who do understand German.
Männer da, some more alle is coming here. Nur am Jammern.
No food, no toilet,
no water.
No electric. What the life?
Wir haben übrigens unseren Plan geändert. Ich habe über unsere griechischen Mädels erfahren, dass uns die Polizei...
All right, he's talking about the cops or something there at the end. All right, you get the idea, right? Pretty good video. He has taken it upon himself with a German channel, Deutschland Courier, did this. Definitely check them out on YouTube. Great work. It's great to see videos like that. They actually go and talk with people. A lot of things are exposed and things kind of slip out of the normal, regular narrative. And let's reiterate this point as well. This is what they are fleeing from. The official excuse is, it's war in Syria, it's bad, they have to leave, so they're not going to go, again, by UNCHR rules, the Human Rights Commission on migration and all that stuff. You have to go to the closest country that is at peace, which is, you know, Turkey, or you can go the other direction, which they never do because they always move towards Europe. And stay there until the international community can sort it out. You're not supposed to enter in illegally into other countries, which is what has happened. But here is what they are fleeing from. Here's some parts in Syria and how it looks there. Check it out. A lot of bombs.
So, this is Syria. This is not what I was expecting from Syria.
This is Syria.
Yeah.
Having fun with my family, taking care of my country, supporting my country, supporting my army, because I believe in them.
Is there something a little bit strange about having a holiday here and having fun and everyone enjoying themselves when there's a war going on?
It shows that whatever happens here, we're gonna survive. The barbarians try to destroy Syria,
mm-hmm.
but we're living. Whatever happens, we're gonna rebuild it, and Syria will be strong again.
Yeah, Syria will be strong again. So there's some good parts down there. Looks much better than some European countries, obviously. But again, so you can go to other areas in your country. I mean, it's right now just in the northern Idlib region, essentially, where the conflict is going on. Other parts of the country, it's fine. It's like you could stay there, but no one is pointing these things out. This is Vice going down there. It's about maybe a year old, maybe a little bit less, showing how things actually are. Right? It looks like a real horror situation for them there. So this is just bullshit, right? Here's a video of a Turkish minister who's saying, "What you have seen so far is nothing compared to what comes next." It's a couple of days old here. I've seen some good posts from this account on Twitter, Abdullah Bozkurt. He says, "The worst is yet to come," Turkey's interior minister Süleyman Soylu said today. Over 143,000 refugees crossed into Greece and predicted what was seen so far would be nothing when compared to what comes next. I assume this is in Turkish. Let's play it anyway.
143 bin aştı. Yani son gördüğüm rakam sabah itibariyle detayına bakmadım. Ben şunu söyleyeyim. Bu daha başlangıç. Bakın arkadaşlar.
Yeah, we should put it geçen sene
450 bin kaçak göçmen yakaladık.
But again. This guy saying, interior minister, talking about how the worst is yet to come. Imagine there being any politician threatening another NATO member country like this, or talking like this, that we will give you what you deserve. You've seen nothing yet. And we'll look at some of the border kind of altercations and the provocations by Turkey as well so far. It's amazing. EU, of course, continue to fold on this. EU to fork over another 500 million euros. You think this money could be better spent in Europe on European people? No. The EU is deciding to fork over another 500 million euros to the Turkish regime to stop migrants, which is, it has never happened. It didn't happen. Maybe temporarily a little bit, right? But obviously, as soon as the EU or even Germany in this case, that was what Erdogan began to talk about. He was threatening Merkel, actually. Initially, as soon as one country does something that he doesn't like, then you know what? We'll let them all in. All that money, we'll keep it, but then we'll make sure to violate those agreements that came tied to that money as well. So the European Commission is currently preparing to hand over an additional 500 million euros in aid to Ankara to help with so-called Syrian refugees to ease growing tensions with the increasingly belligerent and unhinged Turkish regime. As more and more reports come out, however, it has become increasingly clear that very few of the migrants who are attempting to cross into Greece from Turkey are actually Syrian. It's always been the case. Less than 2 weeks ago, CNN Greece reported on 252 people who were arrested trying to illegally cross into Greece from Turkey. Now, Greece should be reiterated. Greece has stood their ground. They've sent military there. They've been really good. They should have the backing and the support of every single other country, which is for stable relations and international peace, and any other European country to stand in solidarity with Greece and what they've done so far. I'm very, very surprised, actually. I'm very, very glad that this has happened. Of those who were arrested, of those 252 persons, 64% were Afghani. That's what I've heard too. Majority are from Afghanistan. 19% were Pakistani, 5% were Turkish, 4% were Syrian, 2.6% were Somalian. And those from Iraq, Iran, Morocco, Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and Egypt comprise of 5.4% of the arrestees. Think about the coronavirus weaved into this as well. Iran has a really bad situation. We don't even know the score in some other countries. What's happening with that? How are these people just, are they going to be allowed to just walk over the border and bring the virus in? Yeah, I guess so. I guess they don't care. Despite the data, AFP learned on Thursday that the European Commission has prepared a new aid package of 500 million euros for Syrian refugees in Turkey. Apparently, the 500 million euros will complement the 6 billion that already has been planned to be distributed to the Turkish regime under the 2016 EU-Turkey agreement. The money will be used to finance programs implemented by NGOs to aid the 3.6 million migrants currently being housed in Turkey. You know that this money is going to be spent on ensuring that these migrants can cross over the borders, essentially, right? Here's Sputnik reporting as well. Erdogan, 150,000 refugees have entered Greece. Turkey won't shut border until EU fulfills promises, right? Ankara opened its borders with Europe to Would-be migrants late last month amid an escalation of fighting between Turkish and Syrian troops in Syria's Idlib province. Since then, Turkish authorities have threatened to send millions of refugees to Europe and suggested that the 2016 migrant agreement needs to be renegotiated. See, we don't even know fully what's happening with this yet. Why is the agreement not being upheld? Part of this money that was initially handed to Turkey was meant to ensure that they didn't, come to Europe, that it didn't open the gates. And what did Europe do? Here, have more money. Here, take our stuff too. So he said, we fed and gave drink to refugees for the last 9 years. Now they want to go to Europe, Erdogan says here. I have long said, if you don't share the burden with us, we will open the gates. Now, he should take this up with the international community, not just the EU, right? UNHCR, their rules, etc. I'm sure they have signed on to all those things, right? They thought I was joking, but I opened the gates. Now our guests are leaving. We are not required to hold them. About 150 people have gone to Greece. Greek authorities are now trying to send them back to us using force, Erdogan said. This is not what has happened. This is the complete reversal. They've been pushing them and actually not allowing them to come back, right? They haven't entered into Greece yet, in regards to the majority of them, thankfully, because Greece have pushed them back. But now they're using military force to ensure that the migrants can't go back. This is completely, unheard of in terms of that. And of course, what did he do? He whipped something out about Nazis and stuff like that too. I think it's in a... Yeah, listen to this here. He says, the Turkish president advised Athens to open their gates and to let migrants travel through your territory to richer countries. But no one says anything to Greece, which is committing a crime against humanity by attacking refugees. It's barbaric to shoot people who want to save their lives and to... Oh, well, how nice. Now they're all about human rights and stuff, right? And to build a future for their children, he said. Well, there aren't any kids there. According to Erdogan, quote, there is no difference between what the Nazis did and those images from the from the Greek point of view. When in doubt, when you need to whip out some good old blackmail and extortion, just whip out the old Nazi card. They'll help. There's no difference between what the Nazis did and those images from the Greek border. From the context of the statement, it seems that the Turkish president was comparing the Greeks to Nazis rather than referencing the invasion and subsequent occupation of Greece by Nazi Germany in April 1941. But, that doesn't matter. Predictable. Always predictable. Let me back up here, get a couple of super chats in. Latrine Gibstein donates a diamond and says, easy to find real ID. Snoop their calls home. I've heard in some cases they just get fake IDs too, right? But it's easier for them if they don't have any paperwork whatsoever. Brad Gremba donates a Ninjagini. How's it going, Brad? Good to see you on DLive. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Great guy. Big supporter of the show. Thank you, Brad. Hope everything is good. Hopefully there's no spread of things in your area. So what's happening? Of course they're Nazis and all that stuff now, right? Greeks, Turkey whips out that card. But what actually is happening now is that ordinary patriotic Greeks are enlisting to help to defend Europe against the ongoing now second wave of a migrant invasion. Over the years, villages who live near Greece's border with Turkey got used to seeing small groups of people enter the country illegally. The Greek residents are often the just arrived newcomers about to eat and direct them to the nearest police or railway station. But the warm welcome wore off when Turkey started channeling thousands of people to Greece, insisting that it's an ancient regional rival and NATO ally received them as refugees. The Greek government sealed the border and rushed police and military reinforcements to help hold back the flood. You've seen some of the footage from this. We've showed this too. Greeks in the border region rallied behind the expanding border force, collecting provisions and offering any possible contribution to what it's seen as a national effort to stop a Turkish-spurred incursion. In several cases, authorities asked villagers familiar with the local terrain to help locate migrants who managed to slip through border holes cut in the border fence or to cross the River Evros. Now, we're going to look at that in a moment. Some fascinating and amazing things are happening with Evros, the river, some cross, European cooperation, awesome stuff. We'll see the footage in a bit here. So Evros demarcates most of the 212-kilometer border. That's about 132-mile border between Greece and Turkey. So it runs along the line of the Evros, the river. Other villages are also reported. Also responded to the call for volunteer trackers, small groups of unarmed men monitoring known crossing points after dark. So it's great. We sit at the crossings and they come, a guy told the Associated Press as he drove a pickup truck with a fellow Greek border village resident along a rough track at night. We keep them there most of the time, call police, and they come and arrest them. Then it's a matter for the police. We aren't interested in where they're taking them. We just want to try to help this effort by taking place by the army and the police. So that's some awesome stuff, right? That's really, really great to see this kind of cooperation. They're standing up for each other. They're helping each other up. I've kind of showed this already. It was from the Sputnik article. But again, Erdogan whipping out the Nazi card. It's just so pathetic and just so ridiculous, right? So check out this. Here are some of the kind of altercations and how close it's starting to get to. Nick Athens on Twitter says, today the Greek police and the Greek Army Special Forces came face to face with the Turkish National Police Special Forces, the Utsal Harekat, in the Evros River border. Here's one of two clips. Check out this here. One is Greek, the other is Turkish. A little bit of a standoff here. Here's the Turkish boat, as you can see on the front. So this is in the Evros River here. And imagine being the country, right, on the side where the migrants are, and then try to bust open the border of your bordering NATO country and try to force them in, and then not let them back into Turkey when they can't go into the Greek border. That's what's happening. It's a total reversal of the actual situation, right? And now tensions are on the rise.
Polislerimiz bu noktaya geldikten sonra artık şaşkına dönen Yunan askeri de bölgeyi sürekli dürbünle gözetlemeye çalışıyor.
That's Turkish right there. Might be shot on the Turkish side towards the Greek border police. Probably, yeah, that's what it looks like. That's probably being shot by Turks here at the footage, I believe, towards the Greek side. Okay, let's take a look. There's a second clip here too. Let's take a look at that. I believe there were two. Let me see the thread here. Yeah, here's more. Let's see what happens. A little tense, huh? Tensing up. Yep. That's Euro Pinions is on DLive. It's a powder keg. Just one spark, just one. Yeah, I mean, that's right. It's ramping up. This is how it begins. Turkey won't back down. I mean, they're just megalomaniac. They're crazy on this stuff. Let's just bring them into the EU. Can you imagine? Turkey is like, what, 80 million people? If they were inducted into the EU or got membership and into the like Schengen zone and stuff, you could literally have like 8 million Turks leave for like Denmark or something and like occupy the country and like essentially take it over, right? It's like a country of 4 million. It's insanity. But they're doing this with the aid of the European Union elites and stuff like that too, right? This is the Kalergi plan. Islamification of the country, pry open the borders, is being done with the with the Kalergis and the usual suspects, you know. Ah, it's just amazing. And then Erdogan just can, you know, whip out the same, like, you know, Austrian painter bad, now open your borders, right? Amazing. All right, so there's some of the footage from that. I thought that could be fun to show. You can see what actually is going on there, too. Let me see if Nick had anything else here, too. It was a good account you can actually follow here, too. Now, this one I want to show, too. I had that next in the list here. This is an amazing, cooperation. Let me put it that way. Some wonderful cooperation, pro-European cooperation, where European countries help each other out, show solidarity. You don't need an European Union to erode our national sovereignty. To have this kind of cooperation, it's Bulgaria that is opening the Lyavlograd, I guess, if I pronounce that correctly, Lyavlograd Dam to increase the Evros River waters to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing, right? So it goes, you can see here, on the photo, Bulgaria up there, the Evros runs all along, the border, long stretch. And so if Bulgaria can open up the dam, then there'll be higher water and it'll be more difficult to cross. There's some great drone footage in this. Check this out here. Great video. Inspiring and really happy to see it. It's beautiful there. Nice. The waters of sovereignty, folks. Based aqueducts, that's right. What's going on, Sim Music Caster says. We're looking at the water, the dam being opened by Bulgaria, the water that runs into the Evros River, which is preventing or makes it harder for illegal migrants to cross over from Turkey into Greece, right? So you have Bulgaria is helping out their Greek neighbors, some friends, by opening the dams, releasing a lot more water, and thereby hopefully and probably preventing illegal crossings, which of course is again being used. It's not about some humanitarian thing. It's a weapon being used by Turkey, by Erdogan's regime, by making sure that they threaten the EU and they try to use that as an extortion to do what they want in the region, in Syria and stuff like that too, right? But so that's the footage we're looking at here. nice slow-mo effects here too. Enjoy it, guys. Total based aesthetics here. All right, there you have it. Very nice, very very nice. So yeah, there you go. Bulgaria opened the Lyavlograd Dam to increase the Evros border, and again, here's the line of the Evros where it goes. Pretty good. Greek special forces are patrolling the Evros River in Greece. Not a long clip, but just to show you guys a little bit what's happening here. Now there have been some run-ins too, obviously, as I said, where it's getting really tense and they're kind of getting at each other a little bit too. One clip. Let me see if we can pull this one up here. Yeah, Turkish patrol vessels threatening a Greek Coast Guard vessel inside of Greek territorial waters last evening near the islands of Kos. Erdogan's migrant threats and border provocations are escalating. Europe must stand behind Greece, based Poland says here. Check this out.
Μας έχει κάνει ζημιά πίσω.
All right, so it didn't look too bad at the end there. They separated, they gave each other a little bit of space there too. But you see in the beginning, I mean, that's pretty. And you hear some, I don't even know what that is yet. Listen to that audio from that again. You hear something like rattling right there. That right there. What is that? Is that someone shooting? What is it? Probably. Nah, it's just, it's something else. Not allowed at all. Maybe they hit their boat or something with something else. I don't know what that is, but you know, again, this is escalating real damn quick. I mean, just a few things that goes wrong, a couple of things, you know, in the wrong order, and you might have full on conflict between Greece and Turkey, and Turkey is not going to back down. Here's more. About 5 hours ago, Nick says, today, unprecedented provocation by Turkish Air Force violated twice the Greek airspace in Evros. A couple of Turkish F-16 flew low and harassed a Greek helicopter, which was monitoring the border, right? So this is what they keep doing. They keep provoking the situation and then blaming Greece for it and saying, you're the Austrian painter. You're bad. Like, what are you doing, right? Here we go. Let's check this out. Shot with a potato. Audio's pretty bad, but you hear and you see what's going on. Yeah, someone says in the chat, not only Turks can open the floodgates. That's I didn't even think of that. Good call. Gates of Toledo, Black Phillip says. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just the point, right? So with someone else in many regards behind our own enemy, behind our own lines, if you will, that opens it. But yeah, so that's so someone did, I think, the screenshots, I believe, let me see in the thread here too. They did the screenshots. Yeah, here's the planes where you can see where they zoom in on that too. So they're violating Greek airspace. Let's check this out here. Right there. Will EU say anything? Will someone stand up? No, probably not, right? Probably not. So another one down here. Let's take a look at this here. The Greek authorities are building embarkment for a second defense zone. Check this out. Build a wall. Walls work. Yeah, GC says, I heard Greece is also NATO. True. Yes, I do believe they're a NATO country. There you go. So, as I say, good fences makes good neighbors, right? The more border secure, bigger wall you would have, you'd probably have a better relationship, because this would never be an issue. It would not be a possibility. They would not even have entertained the idea if the borders to begin with wasn't open in the way that they were, or that all of a sudden some made a call and said, you know what, let's just open the borders. Let's just, you know, the EU elite said, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to send our people there. In fact, we're going to send NGOs, you know, foreign NGOs like Israel Aid and Lighthouse Relief and, you know, these kinds of groups. Let's send them there and ensure that they can enter in illegally and push them into Europe, right? If that would never have happened, if that situation was just not, you know, a viable situation, no one would have thought that that's something you can do, right? If the borders would have been kept secure to begin with, wouldn't have seen any of that. I'm just looking through here Nick's Twitter feed to see if there's anything else happening too. I saw something about water cannons being used too. I guess we can look at that quickly here, guys. Today's situation from the Greek-Turkish border, the Greek police continue to drop water on the illegal Turkish migrants. Let's check out this clip here.
Umrut çandı mı?
And keep in mind too, I mean, many of these speak perfect Turkish. It's almost like they had some Turkish like escorts with them. They were provided tear gas. We've seen that from Turkish authorities. A lot of situations where the Turks are aiding them to try to pry open the borders, ripping down fences and cutting things open and stuff like that too. I haven't seen this clip until now, but I do believe that there's some water cannons being used. I even saw that there were some, the farmers that are actually close in the region that have aided and helped out the border patrol by using their tractors and spraying water over, just right over the fence. I do believe there's some footage here in this thread too, so we'll take a look at that here in a moment. Let's check this first. That's that famous gate now we've seen multiple times. It's been featured the most. I forget the region. Kalasis or something? I'll look it up in a moment. I forget where this one is. But there's apparently this little no-go zone again. A little no-man's land zone here on this side. And now the migrants are trapped and being used by Turkey as a weapon here. Audio is a bit glitchy. It's not on my end, guys. Just some, some wholesome rock throwing into against the, right on the authorities of the country that you want to enter into. But that, you know, that's fine. Don't worry about that. Just throw some tear gas and stones and Molotov cocktails in their general direction. That will ease them up. Here we go. Here's the water cannons. Okay, there we go. Let's see if there was... I thought I saw that earlier. Let's just quickly take a look here. I have another thing I want to show in a moment, too. Another little bit of a topic here. Let's see if it was this one. Yeah, here we go. Check this out. Spray him down. And you've seen further defensive measures being taken by Greece as well. They have reinforced their borders, more fencing, barbed wire, stuff like that, as you can see here in the footage. A lot of good things that they have done to try to ensure that Turkey don't just, you know, push their way on Greece. Now, what's the difference, right? You could ask, why? We know that still there's some of the islands that supposedly like remain open. There are foreign NGOs like Israel Aid, like Lighthouse Relief on some of these islands, Lesbos and so forth, that are wide open as far as I know. We saw some resistance, of course, to the migrant centers that were being built on Lesbos. But as far as the beaches and stuff coming, I haven't seen anything there that they're pushing back against. So why did they decide now to actually resist it? I think maybe it's just because they had enough. I don't know. Any theories, guys, of why they did it? Why didn't they do it the first time? 2015. Were they just so bad and strung out after all the crises and the economic upheaval and the, you know, riots and stuff like that in Greece that they just didn't have the resources, the capacity maybe at that point to do it? Or because, you know, I don't know. Maybe even a further left-wing government at that point. I do believe it's a conservative government in place now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Not that that's any better, but that's what I've heard. I could be wrong on that, though. Yeah, GC says in the chat, the Lesbos migrant centers are being built on land stolen from locals at gunpoint. Yeah, I've heard that, too. That's crazy. But as you can see, the gate's holding. It's working. The border's working. All right, there you go. Great. Yeah, good to see that kind of stuff. A couple of more diamonds that came in here, too, from SP483. It says, Hail Henrik. Well, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that. Hail to yourself. CRL sends another diamond. It says, Flamethrowers send a better signal. Well, you know, whatever you need to do to make sure that they don't break the law, right? In terms of defending your borders. I mean, they are using water cannons. They're reinforcing the borders, the fencing and stuff like that. So I'm just glad to see that they're doing something, right? The fence is repaired with new pieces and the riverbanks are being reinforced with a wire mesh. A little bit more from this here. Check this out. So here, of course, if you have higher waters in this river too, the Evros River, much more difficult to cross. So with the aid of Bulgaria, it's a good recipe to control the situation a bit better. It's a great account here, Twitter account, to get some updates on this. Make sure you follow him. Nick Athens, I think it was. Did he go around now? All right, he's kind of right at the end there, too. Yeah, Nick Athens. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, too. Good updates on these kinds of things, too. Turkish soldiers are watching from the opposite side of the river border, the Greeks, when they add barbed wires. So check this out. Yeah, thank you, Shekelman Nosberg, for sharing the link to Nick Athens in the DLive chat there, too. He says twitter.com/Nick Athens, good account to follow. He updates a lot of the footage on this.
Var aynen. Çok net sıfır diye hatırlıyorum.
Tamam kardeşim.
Let's skip forward a bit here.
Karşısında Yunan asker ve polisler yetersiz kalınca çareyi farklı yöntemlerde buldular.
Right, this is an outrage. Imagine how they are talking on the Turkish side. This is an outrage. How dare Greek defend the Greeks defend their borders, right? In the past, this kind of stuff just didn't happen. It wasn't even necessary. They didn't even attempt to. It was illegally to cross. They didn't do it. These days, it's just people don't respect borders. You know, they don't have any boundaries. That's why borders actually work, right? Imagine the situation. Imagine the situation in Europe if the borders had worked, right? Do you think we'd be in the situation we are now? No, obviously not. Would be much better. All right, I think that's it from the updates there, too. A little bit more. The fences were being reinforced every day, the March 10th, so yesterday. A little bit more here on this, and then we'll move on to another topic. So guys, again, if you're just joining us here, we're watching some of the border and fencing being reinforced on the Greek side, moving, going over towards Turkey. Of course, a lot of the border is demarked by the Evros River. And we saw floodwaters being opened, the dams on the Bulgarian side there to increase the water and stuff like that. And we've been watching the escalation, really, of how the border patrol, the military, and the police and stuff like that are kind of antagonizing each other, the Greek and the Turkish one, on that side as well. So, anyway, that's that. I saw a little super chat on DonorBox, donorbox.org/red-eyes as well. I saw Pamela over there send a message, say, hey, hello, I like to watch on Red Eyes TV, but there is no live stream over there. Actually, it is. I checked it. You might have to refresh, Pam, if you're watching. She says, I'm currently on Twitter for the very first time. Absolutely. Well, join us on DLive too. The players created sometimes when we just fired up on Red Ice TV. So do refresh it after like we've started or when we're supposed to go live. If we're a few minutes late, obviously you have to refresh a little bit later. But refresh it. And I did notice, by the way, another caveat to that too. It is that the if you're using the Brave browser, which we recommend, we have an affiliate link in our description text and stuff like that too to our videos and shows. It looks like Brave is blocking the embedded player, like as a, I mean, it's not an issue or anything. It's just the Brave browser is great. It blocks a lot of stuff. It perceives this to be an ad or something, I guess. But if you disable the shield, if you're using the Brave browser, it will enable it. I just saw that the other day. But you can always, you know, just put down the shield on the redice.tv/live page, and the player on there should load itself too. But thank you, Pam, for the message there too. And thank you so much for the $10 donation over there. I do appreciate it. Okay, guys, I thought we should end on this, actually. I've been going for about an hour and 30 minutes or so here shortly. And it's a music video by a artist called Zeshan B. Forget what the last B stood for now. I think he's either, I think he's Pakistani maybe, or I don't think he's Indian. So the title is Brown Power. Now, you know, you always have to put, and supposedly Ilhan Omar is featured in it, Jesse Jackson, Colonel West, blah, 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 all these names, right? All the usual suspects. Imagine that you had a video called White Power, and you had some artists that were including, like, white politicians and stuff like that, and they were talking about, like, how we're going to grow and take over and more power in Congress, and we're going to do yada, 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 right? So this is some triggering stuff here, but it's for a good cause. Make sure you share it around. Make sure you do your bidding. Downvote it. I saw this on Baron Strucker, another good Twitter account you should follow. I uploaded a snippet from this there and linked to the video. So I want to give some credit to that for him for finding that. But check this out. Imagine again. Imagine the shoe was on the other foot. Imagine if the brown versus white was reversed in this case, and imagine what would happen. Imagine how YouTube would act it. Imagine what they do already with music that's not even explicitly pro-white. That's get censored immediately. But even like music that are, you know, veiled or like serious, for example, and stuff like that. Right? It's just, it's not even political messages in the videos. This stuff gets censored all the time. From YouTube. Other people do too. But check this out. Well, let's play a few minutes of it. I'm not going to listen to the whole thing because it's just agonizing and nauseating. But anyway, here we go. Check it out, guys.
They shattered many a tribe of our brothers and sisters and dragged them across forsaken trails. They rounded up bare and shackled feet ashore to build this nation. They drew unseen lines to claim our land. But we have come so far. Our eyes have seen the sunken kingdoms of the past and the sky-high urban jungles of the future. Our ears have ached from the moaning, distressful cry of doomed souls. And now, in the darkest of night before the dawn, our souls are palpitating at this loud rumbling under our worn and weary feet. That boisterous shaking is none other than the electrifying current of what's to come next.
What's the electrifying current of what is to come next? Now, what could that possibly mean in the context of this video and the message of the video and the lyrics in the movie, right? Just prepping you a little bit here in terms of what they're going to be singing about. Zeshan B is the name of the artist, and he's going to perform a song called Brown Power. No problem. Such bad music, dude. Horrible. From Karachi to Michoacan, we come so far, yeah, we keep it loud, and we rising higher, yeah. Oh, higher, higher. See the white cops running around in the background there? A little bit of Black Power, Black Panther on the, on number one on the, the Olympics there. See that? Right. Brown Power. That's right. From what did he say? From City Hall, taking over, and you know, getting more in numbers here. What's to come next? I mean, it's amazing, right? Brown Power. We're gonna come for y'all, right? Wow. Imagine a white artist doing something the equivalent, right? Just imagine that. Imagine what would have happened. The permanent white oppressor, but then it's like we're gonna fight to get into these countries, and we're gonna pry the borders open, and we're gonna change your demographics and all that stuff, right? But that's not our power. That's not a problem. We can take over, and we can call for a power movement, a brown and black power movement. It's just amazing. Awful music too, by the way. Wait, he says, we got to find a place where we belong. Well, there are countries, in some cases even entire continents, that's by and for your own people. If it's uncomfortable around white people, then you could try that out. It's not a problem. I mean, sure, I get it. Your parents might have made a mistake of rooting up and leaving, and now you feel out of place. But the solution that they're offering to that is a total replacement of white people or people of European descent, as opposed to then realigning yourself into the ethnic group that already have a country and have a culture and have a language, have a religion, and have all these things already in place. No, that's not the answer. This is about replacing you and then, of course, taking over and dominating by exerting more power, getting more influence. It's just amazing to me. Brown power from the streets to City Hall. Imagine that. White power from the from the streets to City Hall. Imagine that. Do you think YouTube would have been A-OK with that? The writing is on the wall, guys. Yep. From the Irish. Oh, and here we go. This is the gotta have the rap segment in all of these, right? I'm gonna turn it off here shortly, but check out the last little portion here, the rap segment. It's hilarious. Is it Pakistani? Is that what it is? I don't think it's Indian. Is it Indian? I thought some of the language he was posing with and stuff is Pakistani, maybe, or Farsi, Arabic, I guess. You don't know, because we're taking over, right? But we keep getting closer. Yeah, we keep getting closer to taking over, right? We got the brand. Oh, and so Ilhan Omar, no problem. I'm sure she was actually solicited to partake, and she was like, what is the song about? It's about brown power taking over, you say, white America and Europe? Sure, I'll be part of that. No worries. Imagine Steve, you know, again, like Steve King or something, right? A song called "White Power." We're taking over from the streets to, you know, the halls of power. We're taking over. Stephen King's mug shows up on there, just smiley face, right? Jesse J. Hold on. Thought I saw what that was right there. Yep. It's amazing. Oh, and that bitch too. Rashida Tlaib. What is the other one's name again? The name who literally means bug, was it, or something? Or all right. There you go. Did you enjoy that? Huh? Did that that rustle your jimmies? It's just like unbelievable, amazing. Ken of the North on DLive sends a diamond. It says, big fan of your work. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for checking us out and thank you for supporting us as well. Mr. Wright sends a Ninja Gini. Awesome. Thank you so much. It says, Brown Bauer. Bauer. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. So you know what to do. Go vote for that thing, right? But yeah, that's featuring all these politicians, directed by Abdil Ahmed, producer Sweta Regunta, editor Michael Fernandez, blah, blah, blah. You have all the credits there in the description to the video. Brown Power, Zeshan B, right? So here's the guy's Twitter as well. If you want to give him a follow over there, show him what a big supporter you are of his work. Be nice, of course. Both be nice. But you can levy some contradictions his way, or some of the double standards, and bring those out of the woodworks to see what the reactions is right. But yeah, even in this avatar, brown power, right? No problem. Videos out today featuring Representative Ilhan Omar, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Dr. Colonel West, Hassan Mijan, blah, 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 and others. But, you know, not that many followers, so we'll see what happens here, right? This is Vicky Page. Not too much stuff going on over there. Zeshan B, Zeshan Bagewadi. Is that Pakistani? I think it is. Born 1987. Known professionally as Zeshan B, an American singer, multi-instrumentalist, and a brown supremacist. Oh, no, sorry, it's a songwriter, okay. And a recording artist from Chicago, Illinois. Do you think you'll see that on a Wikipedia thread here soon? A brown supremacist or something like that? Like, he believes in brown power? I don't think so. Probably not. So here's a little bit of a reminder. The Great Replacement theory here is just a conspiracy theory, right? It's a racist conspiracy theory that is being used by evil, you know, Austrian painter bad people who don't like all this change. It's not really happening, but it is happening, and that's bad, right? Check out this little clip here to seal this.
Ideas like the Great Replacement.
Here we go.
Replacement, which.
Sorry, here we go. One more time.
Ideas like the Great Replacement, which is the perfect marriage, really, between Islamophobic racism, anti-Semitism, and white nationalism, because the theory goes that there is a sort of Zionist conspiracy to breed out white people. The white British population has decreased by 600,000, while the minority population has increased by 1.2 million. So, yes, lads, we're winning. Ideas like the Great...
Let's listen to that. Let's take that one more time, right? It's the same person, different times, a different video. It being ethnically dominant is winning. Interesting. It's a little bit of a giveaway here. Let's listen to this one more time.
Ideas like the Great Replacement, which is the perfect marriage, really, between Islamophobic racism, anti-Semitism, and white nationalism, because the theory goes that there is a sort of Zionist conspiracy to breed out white people.
The white British population has decreased by 600,000, while the minority population has increased by 1.2 million. So, yes, lads, we're winning.
They're winning. That's right. Got it right. It's a crazy conspiracy theory. Ethnic minority population in London, 1.2 million. Of course, you've had white flight as well on top of that. But in many regards, you can couple this, the white flight issue, you can couple that with the promotion, both, of course, of mixed marriages, that it's more morally correct to go that route. It's bad to want to have children that looks like you if you're a white person. And just a general hostile atmosphere that it's something that's wrong in being white, for example. Of course, it's helping to create these very issues. When you have big marketing companies behind these strategies and stuff like that, you realize that it ends up in a different category. It's not just by happenstance. It's not just an accident. When these woke capitalist companies and stuff like that goes in on the game and begins to promote essentially displacement of white people, replacement in many regards too. So it's happening, and it's something that is you know, of great concern to people who are... If this would have happened to any other ethnic group in their country, there would have been worldwide outrage about this. But because we're white, no one is standing up for us, right? And that's why we have to do these things. It's just unbelievable. A couple of more here from the DLive chat. Black Philip donated a diamond and says, Finland's feminist government is helping migrants. I saw something about that too. I hope to have Jonas Luka and Tina Vika on guest hosting Flashback Friday. I think maybe, if not this coming Friday, the next one. I have to make sure that we parse her up correctly. I do want to have them on anyway when I can get them on. If you're watching Jonas as well, we'll sort that out what date. But they have a little bit more information about that and actually what's happening and how they were helping them and stuff like that too, I believe. Yeah, I think you guys were following that. So I'm going to cover that a little bit. So thank you, Black Philip, for the reminder about that too. The Real Mother Hen, hey, how's it going? Sends a diamond over in the DLive chat and says, so many comments, not enough characters. Yeah, I know. I wish DLive had a little bit more. It's 50 characters. If you send a diamond, not enough to, of course, but you can. If you guys want to send a longer message, donorbox.org/red-eyes works as well. You can send, you can choose to do a custom amount, so however little you want, and you can include a longer message there too. Don't have that up here today on, you know, up in the lower third or something like that, but I'll include that next time. Thank you though, Real Mother, and I do appreciate it. So any comments, so much to say. Psylosopher sends a diamond. Pyrrhus 777 sends a diamond as well. No message. CRL sends a diamond and says, what will they do when all the whites are gone? Well, that's a big question. Well, that's obviously never going to happen, but as a theoretical exercise, mental exercise, that is kind of interesting, because then the jockeying for power and the blame game will probably set in. If that was the case, if that would happen, you would probably looking at like an, I don't know, like an Indian caste system, that the next in line that had the whitest skin after actual people of European descent would probably be blamed, I would assume, and then it goes from there. Maybe Asians are next, you know what I mean? It's like, there was always someone else you can blame, right? And Mary Arian sends a diamond and says, just sub to Red Ice members for a year, keep it up. Well, thank you so much, sir, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your support as well. Very kind of you, and thank you for mentioning that as well, and for donating a diamond over on DLive to say that. Great way to support us, guys. I guess we are right at the end here too. Gonna wrap up, so we can plug that. RedIceMembers.com, definitely check it out. Weekend Warrior, great show that we do. Usually release that on Sunday evenings. We do the prep on Saturday, record it Sunday, and that's a great way to support us. It is a jam-packed archive we have over there. We always upload our own content. We have HD material available, of course, video downloads. You can there's MP3 files as well. We do second hour of many of the interviews exclusive for members as well. So a lot of stuff over there for you guys to check out. So definitely head on over there, redicemembers.com, if you want to support us. Always upload there first as well. After we do live streaming, we're going to do some updates to the members' website as well. So we're going to do live streaming to the members' website. We're going to implement comments, a bunch of stuff that is coming to the sites as well, update-wise, including rediced.tv as well. Thank you, Mary Arian, for that. I really appreciate that. Well, guys, again, video, go downvote. Brown Power says on B. Share it with your friends and family. See what they think of that. See if they think that that's okay. Always the normie tier. You can always kind of show them that kind of stuff and see what they actually what they actually think of that, right? It's very, very interesting, I think. But guys, we're going to wrap up there. I hope to have tomorrow Piero San Giorgio on the show. I was looking for a confirmation of the booking a little bit earlier today. Didn't come in yet. It's actually on the... He has written about the economic collapse and some of these things, kind of survival and prepper stuff. Really good guy. He's based, I think, out of Switzerland. I hope to do him, have him on the show tomorrow. Not sure what time yet, so either it will be live streamed or uploaded later, not sure yet. I'm also looking at getting some of the Canucks, Raging Humanist, and Derek Rantz on for guest hosting Flashback Friday next. I do believe that they confirmed that too. We'll have some guest hosts coming up here too, while Lana is out of the loop too. So much more stuff is coming, guys. And then, of course, it's Weekend Warrior as usual over on redicemembers.com after that too. But guys, great seeing you. Thank you so much again to all of you for all your support. Love you guys. I'm starting to feel a bit better, but not 100% out of the woods yet. I Do appreciate you joining us, though. It's great to be back with you guys. But yeah, stay safe. Keep fighting. Help spreading the word. If you want to do another thing helping us out, share the link. Tell people that you know about our show. Share some videos or share some shows with them. See if they like it or not. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow if nothing else comes up. Otherwise, Friday. Guys, take care. Thank you so much. See you later.